You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. I've decided to get clean, but how do I know if anything's really changed? Let's get into it.
My sin! All the bliss of this glorious thought! My sin! Not in part, but the whole! Is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more! Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! Oh, my soul!
It is well! It is well! It is well!
Assurance control that Christ has regarded my helpless state, and has shed his own blood for my soul.
You're here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
I'm totally in sync.
Also joined by the producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
We're fairly in sync, but we do what we can.
That's right. We're fairly in sync. Our hair is bleached, but the spiking is really starting to give way. Took that a little different direction. We're answering a question that came into thebridgeloud at gmail.com. This week's question says, I've decided to get clean, but how do I know if anything has really changed? And Glenn, obviously we start out by celebrating the decision to get clean, to take any kind of steps in that way. But we work with a lot of folks who are coming out of addiction, and I think this is a very, very sharp question of how do we gauge if anything's really changing in any area of our lives?
Well, it's a good point. Yeah, whether it's addiction or just a really strong bad habit or just a tendency, a personality quirk, whatever it is, we can sort of look at that negative thing that's going in a cycle in our life and say, oh, you know, will that ever change? Can I even hope that that will change? And the funny thing is, when you finally are starting to change it and you're at the very beginning of changing it, the very next question is, can I trust that this change will keep happening? Will I be able to continue doing this? So it's like negative all the way through. And that's not really going to help us get where we're going. We can't just have a wait-and-see mentality on this.
That's a really, really strong point. And, Jed, I think one of the things Glenn is pointing to there is not only is there a strong temptation to do the, well, let's wait, let's see if this really takes – But in a lot of ways, that can feel like the smart option, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. If you think about, you get hired for a job that's kind of a way better job than you've had in the past, and maybe you're not sure you're super qualified for, there's part of you that's going to say, hey, how about you don't celebrate that just yet? How about you don't spend that money just yet? Because they're going to fire you any day now. You really can't trust this. You really shouldn't trust this. And that thought process makes sense. The logic tracks. And it tracks because we've all been let down before. Sometimes we've been let down by ourselves, sometimes by others. But given that, it feels like the wiser move, the more prudent move is just, let's wait and see. You know, I mean, maybe if we've still got this job 6 months from now, then maybe we can, you know, say it's a good thing. And again, we can track the logic of that, even if it's not the healthiest thing. But the problem is that perspective can lead us to never really accepting that there are good things in our lives, never really owning the good things in our lives, never really celebrating the victories that we have along the way. And the problem with that is celebrating good victories and being thankful for good things is one of the ways that we get strength in order to keep on going one day at a time and keep making changes one day at a time. So kind of that suspicion that we use to protect ourselves can actually end up harming us and making it harder. The question is, what else is there?
That is an excellent question, and that's where we'll pick it up when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud. With you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Didn't one of those guys in NSYNC have a hairdo that kind of looked like a bowl of spaghetti?
Yes.
I think one could argue they all did.
wasn't that what Timberlake was doing with that there?
Yeah, I think that's fair.
A very fair and somewhat delicious description, one might argue. Also joining us, the producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, and a man who's been known to make pasta from time to time, Jed Brewer.
I'm bringing out the lasagna do for 2021.
So many layers. So warm. We are answering a question that came into the Bridge Loud at gmail.com, where you're welcome to write in your own questions. This week's question says, I've decided to get clean, but how do I know if anything's really changed? And Glenn, in that last segment, we discussed what might kind of broadly be termed imposter syndrome. That idea that I'm kind of on a new thing, I've got the new job, or I'm doing this, but has anything really changed? And as opposed to that, just waiting for it to take for a couple of decades before we feel good about ourselves, Jed poses the question of, is there another way to gauge things?
Well, yeah, it's a good question because, yeah, if I say I've been clean and sober for 10 years, you will celebrate that. You'll say, that sounds great and lovely for you. But if I say I've been clean and sober for 10 hours, you say, well, why don't we talk tomorrow and see, you know, whatever. That kind of, we decide that one thing's a big deal and the other one isn't. It turns out that the first 10 hours of sobriety is the toughest 10 hours, so it makes sense to me that we should celebrate that. But I think it's also true that we maintain our sobriety or a change in habit or a change in our personality an hour at a time and a day at a time. So it's about having that sense of being able to celebrate something that to other people might be pretty small.
That's a really, really great point. And Jed, Glenn is doing an amazing job describing the time aspect of things there. There's also a progress aspect of how we gauge success, right?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. The bottom line truth is that any decision for positive change in your life is a big deal and should be celebrated. Any step in the direction of positive change in your life is a big deal and should be celebrated. You might have heard the very, very old phrase that the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Well, it's true. It's also true that that journey continues with a single step. Just like Glenn's saying, if you want to get to 10 years of sobriety, you can only do that an hour at a time. So every step that you take is a big deal, and it deserves to be praised. And in fact, the more that we affirm and celebrate and praise the small steps that we take, the likelier we are to keep taking them and to keep sticking with the changes that we're living out. The question then is, how do we live that out? What does all this mean in your actual day-to-day life?
That is an excellent question. How does this actually work is always a great place to land someone we want to look at the show. And look at it we shall when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud.
Rhythm, rhythm, we do not give up.
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
You know, they have these boy bands, and it's a proven model, but what if you just did the same thing with old men? Just sponsored by Metamucil or something? I think it could be a hit.
I think Glenn may have just, in a roundabout way, invented the barbershop quartet. Also joining us, the producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
I'm not going to lie. I would buy a record from a barbershop quartet that had like million-dollar production value and Swedish songwriters. I would do that.
Yeah, that we're going to see what we can get cooking on that. We're in the music industry in the most roundabout way, and that we have paid for music. We also answer questions. This one came into the Bridge Loud at gmail.com. This week's question says, I've decided to get clean, but how do I know if anything's really changed? And Glenn, we looked at that last segment about kind of moving past that idea of I have to wait until I've hit some kind of magical marker of time or progress to celebrate things. But what does that actually look like was the question we posed. It's a great one. And what does it actually look like to cheer yourself on?
Well, I think you know, it's about having that mentality that every step is a big deal, that you sort of can't over celebrate those things.
Yeah.
And that it's a good thing. It's a helpful thing. It'll give you that momentum. It's about looking at your achievements and having a realistic look at this was difficult. And because it was difficult, I ought to celebrate that I'm doing it. We also need other people in our lives that celebrate those victories, too. Now, you might look at your life and say, there's a very small number of people that are celebrating my victories and mourning my losses. That's kind of a small thing. I think that's kind of small for everybody. I think it's probably maybe 4, 5, 6 people in anybody's life that where they could say, these people, they're just, you know, riding with me in the highs and the lows. So it's about finding those people and investing a little more in those relationships.
That's a really great point. Jed, if we're looking at finding those people, what might be a good place to start?
Man, we really want to encourage you to, particularly if you're looking at getting clean, getting sober, being in recovery, we want to encourage you to look at groups like Alcoholics Anonymous, AA, Narcotics Anonymous, NA, Celebrate Recovery. Those are great places to find other people that are on a similar journey. And as a quick reminder, just being around people who are on a similar journey is important and will help a heck of a lot more than you think. But it's also a great place to find people who, just like Glenn is saying, will celebrate your victories and mourn your losses and help to cheer you on. And that is so important. I mean, so, so valuable. It is the water and sunshine that's going to make the seeds that you are planting in your life grow. It really, really is. Could you do this stuff completely on your own? Maybe, I guess. But man, that's doing all this on extreme hard mode, and you don't need to. You really don't need to. It's going to be so much better and so much easier if we've got that fellowship, if we've got that encouragement, if we've got that sense of celebration. And that's going to help other people, too. It's actually going to help their journey to celebrate yours. So it's one of those where it's very much a win-win.
It absolutely is. And if you don't know where you get started on that, finding that kind of group, you can, of course, email us, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We'll be happy to help you out. And we'll be back right here on The Bridge Loud.
I've always been. Tell me you.
Hey, this is Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles. We believe in you, and we want to help.
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King. Once again, I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
I'm just picturing that barbershop quartet of seniors, but with the exact same lighting and laser beams and choreography of a boy band.
Oh, yeah.
The choreography is going to be a beat slow, but what can you expect? Also joining us, producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
I would buy that record. I would watch that TV show. I am all in.
Indeed. And we're going to answer a question that came to thebridgeloud@gmail.com. This week's question says, I've decided to get clean, but how do I know if anything's really changed? Now, I think in order to get that good, crispy boy band hair glow with these older gentlemen, we're going to need a little bit of extra secret sauce.
The secret sauce.
That's right. The secret sauce is edible, but also works in hair-related areas. It's very, very versatile. And Glenn, as we mentioned on the show, we work with a lot of folks who are coming into recovery out of drug addiction. Some that's been a very, very long journey, but they're here now. What do you try to instill in them about what we've been talking about tonight of celebrating, of being encouraged, and looking at things that have changed?
Well, I think obviously part of what we're trying to do is connect them to that higher power. In fact, that's kind of our whole specialty area is, having a power greater than themselves in God that they can tap into to make these changes. And if you're doing that, if you're choosing to tap into that power rather than trying to do it on your own, in your own strength, then things have changed, and they've changed quite a bit. Part of that is because you're not alone. Part of that is because it's the power of this relationship and what that's doing and how it changes your outlook that's making everything different. It might take some getting used to and some ups and downs in that, but we want to encourage you that if God is in that situation in your life, those changes will be a lot easier.
And yeah, that's definitely something we've seen in our own lives and definitely in the lives of the people we work with, particularly the ones getting clean. A Bible verse that we hear claimed a lot for the folks we work with, and it's very encouraging, is 2 Corinthians 5:17, which says, if anyone is in Christ, if God is coming into one's life, they're a new creation. So as we talked about here, there's a lot of times when someone tries to make a big change, they're waiting for a status change. You know, I decided I'm going to go to the gym, and I went 3 days in a row, but am I a gym guy yet? Do you have to wear the tank top before you can be a gym guy? How does all that work? And when you let God into a situation about making your life better, changing that, that status change is the first thing that happens. He is now in this situation. He is on the case, and everything else will follow from that. We truly believe that for our friends we work with in our day job. We truly believe that for you, and we will see you next week right here on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.